This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you an update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, regarding the priest convocation that is being held this week. This is the second update from Bishop Brennan. You can download the updates at stgabrielradio.com. Welcome back, Bishop Brennan.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be back. What a great opportunity to speak with everyone and to thank everyone for their prayers, which have been really sustaining us.
Can you feel those prayers?
Oh, indeed. In fact, I had one priest said to me today, he said, don't forget to tell the priests how many people are praying for us. So I will do that tonight at Mass.
That is beautiful.
We can sense it. Yep.
You mentioned yesterday that the priest convocation is near Lake Erie, coming from Long Island. How does it feel to be near water again?
Funny you should say that. Everybody notices it. I'm looking out at the lake right now. It's a great feeling to be near water. Although I don't see myself inside this water. It's probably a little chilly for that. Although we've had a little bit of a return of summer, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And what is the agenda today for the priest convocation? This is a day two.
Well, yesterday was our heavy lifting day, and boy, did we work yesterday. But today, we built in a little bit of time for fraternal support, for a chance just to enjoy each other's company. So we had a session this morning where we talked about finances, and then we'll talk a little bit this afternoon about the seminary and vocations. There's a little bit of time in the middle now where the fellows are taking advantage of the beauty of where we are. Some are walking, some get to play a little bit of golf. But the priest, you know, I mean, you think about the size of our diocese and priests who are serving in the different corners, we don't always get to see as much of each other as we'd like. And so this has been a very nice time even just to renew those bonds of our priestly fraternity. And so that's been good. The weather's about to turn up here. In fact, you talk about the water. I see the waves hitting up against the stone, and it's choppy waters. So I think we're in for a little bit of a storm up this way. But it's been a good day.
Just out of curiosity, with your priest, they work so hard, and you mentioned yesterday they're so generous and hardworking. Do you build in, as you shepherd them, time for them to have some relaxation?
Yes, that was purposely built into the schedule for today, that we could do a little bit of that. So there is this afternoon gives us that chance. But in that relaxation, again, it's amazing to see that the bonds that exist between the priests, the way that, and all different priests, and all across the ages, and reaching out to some of the priests who have come recently from other places. There's a real charity amongst the priests toward each other, and that's very inspiring for me. And so a day like today gives us a chance really to build on that. So this morning we spoke a little bit about finances. As I mentioned yesterday, we want to take a serious look at four big components. Our priests, we looked at the statistics. Priests, parishes, we looked at the statistics there. Yesterday we spoke about schools, and then today we spoke about finances. So those four pillars, you might say, of parish life. You know, we spoke about a number of things, just looking at the financial picture, some of the responsibilities that we have, some of maintenance issues that we'll have to address over time. But a key component is that we're stewards of people's generosity. First of all, we're stewards of the generosity of people who come before us over the centuries even, right? People who built these beautiful churches, people who built up parish life, and we've inherited from them such tremendous gifts, and now it's our turn to care for all of those things. And then the generosity of people today. People do so much to support the apostolic works of the church here in Central Ohio, and so we want to make sure we use those well. We want to make sure that that we take good care, you know, that we make sure that to guard against misuse, and to make sure that we're caring for our facilities and investing into some of the apostolic programs. So that was this morning. This afternoon, afternoon we'll talk about vocations and the priesthood. We have a new rector. He was installed last night. Father Stephen Passeau was installed as the rector of the Josephinum. So Archbishop Pierre, the Apostolic Nuncio, came to Columbus, and Bishop Campbell represented me there, and so he was installed as the rector, and so he's coming up today to give us an image of what's happening at the seminary, you know, now with new leadership there, some of his hopes and dreams, and some of the ways that we can work together to support vocations.
Wow, that's going to be a great presentation. I'm sure that compared to finance, many of your priests are really looking forward to that.
Exactly. Exactly. It is. And, you know, one of the things yesterday, you know, we do have fewer priests than we had before. One of the things that came out yesterday is the average age of our priests has actually gone down over the last few years, because we have had some younger priests ordained and some very fine young priests, very impressed by them. That's a promising thing. So we need to develop that. We need to encourage more. And I'm impressed as I go around the diocese. There's a beautiful culture of vocations here. Parishes are praying for vocations. I hear wonderful things on St. Gabriel Radio, and people talk about it. I speak about vocations after every confirmation, and somebody or another might either say, I'm thinking about it, or a family member might say, oh, I'm hoping that my son is thinking about it. Or we had a wonderful day, a Marian Day of Prayer, for women considering religious life, and we actually couldn't fit everyone who wanted to come, so we're going to have to find a bigger spot. So there's a beautiful culture here.
Mm. Any advice for listeners as it relates to encouraging vocations in our lives?
Yes. You know, we need to encourage all vocations, because even today, the vocation of marriage needs special prayer and encouragement. People to be able to make commitments, you know. Let's pray. Let's model joyful vocations. And, you know, a simple piece of advice for parents, for grandparents, is to be realistic. Don't just make things up, but be realistic and encourage the good in our young people, you know. So notice some of their gifts and some of their talents. And maybe you might say something along the lines of, I notice how you're very reverent, or I've noticed how you have great charity in your heart. And you would probably make a good sister, or you would probably make a good brother, or you'd make a good priest. But in that affirming way, did you ever think about it? So it calls for an attentiveness on all of our parts as we work with young people. The other thing, and kind of related to it, is encouragement. Just encourage the goodness. Notice the goodness and encourage the goodness in young people. That's something I think that's very lacking in our world today, that gift of encouragement.
Mm, that is beautiful. You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop for the Diocese of Columbus, as he's talking about the priest convocation that's being held this week. This is his second update. He'll have one more update this week. And we can't thank you enough for giving these updates to all of us as listeners. Would you like to close us with a prayer?
I certainly will. And I assure you we will be offering Mass later tonight, later this evening at 5 o'clock, and we will be praying for all the people back home on this beautiful Feast of the Guardian Angels. Mm. And so let's ask the Lord to bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for the many ways you watch over and protect us, especially today as we recall the Guardian Angels. We praise and we thank you for the ways you go out of your way to show us your love and concern. And so we ask your blessing this day. And we ask that as you've bestowed your blessing upon us, we may notice your blessing in others and encourage them along the way. And may Almighty God bless all who are listening and all your families in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, for giving us another update for the Diocese of Columbus Priest Convocation. We will be praying for you, and I encourage all of our listeners, especially this afternoon and this evening, to intentionally pray for the priest in your life by name. Now we rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.